Yes, hello, Vinikia.
Yeah.
Yes, hello, Vinikia. It's me again, Oscar, on a recorded line. How are you doing?
I'm okay.
Okay, yeah. Do you have a couple minutes so I can try to help you out?
Yeah.
Got it. Okay, so I did send you that text, and then you were speaking about the brain tumor. You did find out exactly what it was?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what was that again?
It was meningitis. I cannot.
No, that's okay.
It's meningioma.
You texted it to me. You said it was meningioma, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Okay. So you did take Depo-Provera for at least a year, and then you were diagnosed with meningioma?
Yes, sir.
And where was that located in your body?
It's my brain.
Your brain? Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Then, yeah, just very quickly, I would love to help you out. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
Yes, sir.
Yes, okay. Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
No? Okay. And then are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed documents with another law firm?
No, I haven't.
You haven't? Okay. And then I'm assuming this claim is for yourself, correct?
Yes, sir.
Are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
All right. And then to the best of your knowledge, when were you diagnosed with the brain meningioma?
Well, I was diagnosed when it was in 2018 September.
2018, did you say September?
Yes, sir.
Okay, let me see. Okay, September of 2018. I do need to add a day on here as well. Do you remember around when?
It was around the 12th. So my grandbaby's birthday on the 14th was around the 12th. It was on the 12th. Mm-hmm.
Okay, around September 12th of 2018?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you for that. And then, Vinikia, what is your date of birth, please?
12/16/1977.
Okay, you said 12/16/77?
Yes, sir.
Got it. Thank you for that. And then do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo-Provera? If not, it's okay.
No, sir.
No? Okay. All right. And then did you receive a Depo-Provera pill or Depo-Provera shot?
I did the shot, the ingestion. Mm-hmm.
A shot?
Yes.
Okay, and then did you use the name brand Depo-Provera?
I would use a generic.
What was that?
What did you say? Did I use what now?
Did you use the name brand Depo-Provera shot?
It was the name that shot was. Because I did it once every 3 months. So.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Got it.
You need to know, it was the dose or the generic? Because I know it was the generic that I was taking.
What, do you know which one you were taking? Was it the branded name, Depo-Provera, or was it the generic version?
It was generic, non-generic.
It was the generic version?
Mm-hmm. It was non-generic, yes. It wasn't non-generic.
It was not generic or it was generic?
It was non-generic.
It was non-generic?
Mm-hmm.
So did you use the name brand, Depo-Provera?
I used the name brand, yes.
Uh-huh. You used the name brand to Depo-Provera?
Yes.
Yes? Okay. And then was it Depo-Provera, the injectable that you were using?
Yes.
Yes? Okay. Let me see here. Did you ever switch to the generic version, or was it always Depo-Provera?
No, I didn't switch.
It was always Depo-Provera?
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Okay. And then how many years did you use Depo-Provera for? Roughly.
I'll say 6 years.
6 years you were on Depo-Provera?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then within 1 year, can you confirm that you have had at least 4 injections before you were diagnosed?
September September the 4th.
Or another way of asking this question is, within 1 year, did you have at least 4 injections before you were diagnosed?
Yes.
Okay. And then when did, to the best of your knowledge, when did you start using Depo-Provera? Since I know it was a while ago.
I started using it in 2015.
2015?
Mm-hmm.
2015.
It was in August.
Okay, August of 2015 is when you started using it?
Yes.
Okay, and then I do need to put a day on here. Is it okay if I just put the first, or do you remember around when?
I don't remember that. You can put the first.
Okay, I'll put the first. Thank you for that. And then when did you stop using Depo-Provera?
I stopped using it in July of 2018.
Okay, let me see. You said July of 2018.
Mm-hmm.
And then about 2 months later, you were diagnosed with the meningioma, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do you want me to put the first as well for July?
Yes, you can put the first.
Got it. Okay. And then this question, I just have to ask it, even though you kind of already answered it, but you did use Depo-Provera after the year 1992, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Okay. Thank you for that. And you said it was a meningioma. Vinikia, can you just confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Okay. And then what is your marital status? Single, married, divorced, widowed?
Single.
Okay. Let me see here. And then just to make sure that I have your first name spelled correctly, it's Vinikia, V-I-N-I-K-K-I-A, correct?
Yes, sir.
Do you have a middle initial or no?
L.
L as in Larry?
Yes.
Okay. And then last name I have here spelled T-U-C-K-E-R?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you for that. Is there a suffix in your name or no?
No.
No? Okay. And then, Vinikia, what is your social, please?
253-312164.
Okay, let me just repeat it back to you to make sure that I got everything correct. You said 253-312164?
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you for that. And then your primary email, I have it here as firstnamelastname@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yes, it's my first name, but it was without the I.
Okay, it's V-I-N-I-K-A or K-K-A, correct?
Yes, V-I-N-I-K-K-A-T-U-C-K-E-R.
Perfect, got it. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. And then your primary phone number is this one, which is 706-415-2018?
Yes, sir.
All right, and I'm assuming it's a cell phone, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right, and then what is your preferred way of contact if we give you a call, text, or email?
It could be a text or a call.
Text or a call? Okay, I put a call. And then when is the best time to give you a call? In the mornings, afternoons, or evenings?
Evenings.
Okay, thank you for that. And then what is your primary address now?
968 Mooty Bridge Road, apartment B as in boy.
How do you spell you said Mooty Bridge?
Mooty is M-O-O-T-Y.
Is that in Georgia?
Yes, LaGrange, Georgia.
Okay, you said 968 Moody Bridge Road, LaGrange.
It's apartment, B as in boy. It's apartment.
Okay. So 968 Moody Bridge Road, apartment B, LaGrange, Georgia, 30240?
Yes, that's B as in boy, right?
Yep, B as in boy.
Yes.
Apartment B. Okay, thank you for that. And then was Depo-Provera administered by a doctor or medical staff?
Was it diagnosed by a doctor?
Like who was giving you the shot? Was it a doctor or the medical staff?
It was the doctor.
The doctor? Okay. Mm-hmm. And then this can just be an estimate, but how many times were you injected with Depo in total?
I was taking it three times a month, when every 3 months, so I'm going to say around 24.
Let me see. You said you use it for 6 years, and then that's about four shots in 1 year. So about 24, right?
Yeah, about 24, yeah. It was.
24 times, okay. All right. Do you know the name of the doctor that was giving you the shots?
Yes, it was Dr. Timothy Brown.
Okay. Timothy, T-I-M-O-T-H-Y. And then Brown. Brown like the color, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. Dr. Timothy Brown. And then what is the name of the facility where you were getting the depo? Or the clinic?
It was PMOT. Well, I was getting it at.
Yeah.
It was in Medica. It was in Stockbridge, Medica Drive.
Is that the name of the clinic or hospital?
The name of the place where I was getting from. It was his doctor's office. Do you need the address?
I just need the name of the place. Was it like a clinic or a hospital? Or I could try looking it up with the address.
Okay, it was 191 Medical Boulevard, Stockbridge.
Okay. Let me see. I see a place called Piedmont Healthcare.
Yes, that's where I was taking them at.
Okay, so you were taking at Piedmont Healthcare? That's where you were getting the Depo-Provera administered?
Yes, sir.
Okay, let me just copy and paste this information. Piedmont Healthcare. Okay. Piedmont Healthcare. Thank you for that. And then do you know the name of the facility? The phone number?
No,
that's okay. Let me try to look it up for you. Let me know if this sounds correct. I have 678-604-4000.
I think that probably is it. Yes, that probably is it.
Okay, so 678-604-4000. Okay, thank you for that. And then you said the address was 191 Medical Boulevard, Stockton, Georgia, 30281, correct?
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you for that. And then do you know the name of the doctor that prescribed you the Depo-Provera? Was it Dr. Brown as well?
Yes, sir.
Okay, let me just copy and paste this information there. Dr. Timothy Brown in Piedmont Healthcare. Okay, let me copy and paste the phone number and then the same address as well. All right. And then what was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? Did they perform like a CAT scan, MRI, or both?
They did both. MRI and a PET scan.
MRI and a biopsy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What was the name of the doctor that diagnosed you with the meningioma? Or was it Dr. Brown as well?
It was, I got his name right on the paper.
If you can't remember, it's okay.
I'm looking now. I can't remember it now.
Yeah, like I said, if you can't remember, it's okay. As long as we have one doctor on file, we know where to start digging, and then we can do our own research from there.
Okay.
Okay, no worries. Let me see here. Just give me 1 second. I just got to copy and paste this information one more time.
It was Dr. Michael. It was Dr. Mike Hartman. But he did the surgery. I'm sorry. He did the surgery. So that went well.
I know he did the surgery.
But I can't remember that doctor's name. To diagnose it with it, though.
Who's Dr. Michael? Is that the last name or first name?
The first name.
What's the last name for Michael?
Hartman. He did the surgery.
How do you spell Hartman, please?
It's H-A-R-T-M-A-N.
Okay, got it. Dr. Hartman. And he was the one that performed the treatment?
Yeah, he did the surgery. Mm-hmm.
All right, let me see. Give me one.
The treatment. Mm-hmm.
All right. Let me see. I'm kind of getting ahead of myself here with the questions. Give me 1 second. And then have you had any prior cancer diagnosis or no?
No.
No? Okay. And then did you ever receive treatment prior to your meningioma diagnosis?
The IED retreat treatment before this, no.
No?
I didn't do that.
Okay.
Then I just did the outpatient treatment.
Uh-huh.
That's a lot.
Okay. So you did not receive any treatment prior to the diagnosis, correct?
After I got diagnosed, they did the surgery. Then I got...
Oh, no, but prior, so before. No, right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then what treatment did you receive for the meningioma?
The treatment, they did the brain surgery, and they did the steroid medication.
Okay, brain surgery and then steroid medication?
And it's immunotherapy. I can't pronounce it.
Oh, immunotherapy?
Uh-huh. They did it. Let me see.
Okay, they did immunotherapy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I have that you had brain surgery, steroid medication, and immunotherapy, correct?
Yes.
And then the doctor that treated you was Dr. Michael Hartman, correct?
Yes. He did the surgery, yes.
He's the one that treated you?
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Thank you for that. All right. And then what was the name of the facility where Dr. Hartman was at? Was this at a hospital?
Yes, it was Pima and Noonan.
Pima
Noonan.
How do you spell that?
It's P-I-E-D-M-O-N-T. Noonan.
How do you spell Newland?
It's N-E-W-N-A-N.
Okay, hospital, right?
Yeah.
Is that in Coweta County, Georgia?
It's in Noonan, where it
is. Is the address 745 Popular Road, Noonan,
yes,
Georgia?
Okay. Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let me just copy and paste that information there. And then you already verified the address. Let me copy and paste that. The area code for that is 30265, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. And then let me know if this phone number sounds correct, unless you have one specifically for that doctor. But the one I have here is 770-400-1000. Does that sound correct?
No, his number is, tell me the doctor, it's 404-446-4424.
And that's for Dr. Michael Hartman, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you said 404-446-4424?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay, thank you for that. And then do you have a family history of meningioma?
No, sir.
No? Okay. And were you hospitalized for meningioma?
Yes, I was hospitalized. Then I was hospitalized for 15 days. Then I was outpatient for treatment.
Okay, you were hospitalized for 15 days. To the best of your knowledge, do you remember when you were hospitalized? Was this a couple of days after you were diagnosed?
Yes.
Because you told me you were diagnosed September 12 of 2018. Were you hospitalized that same month?
Yes, they did the surgery on me the 19th of that month. They did when I started the treatment, the 19th of that month.
So you were hospitalized from the 19th, and then 15 days after that was when you were released, correct?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let me just try to do the quick math. Let me see here. So you were September 15 for about 2 weeks. Okay, so like September 30th.
Yeah.
Around there, right?
Yes, sir.
9/30/2018. Okay, so I put on file here that you were hospitalized from September 19, 2018 to September 30th, 2018. Does that sound correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you for that. All right, let me see. And then, do you have medical records showing a meningioma diagnosis?
Yes, I have it.
You do? Okay. Mm-hmm. And then, would you be able to provide these medical records by mail or electronically or both?
Both.
You can do both? Okay. And then, by any chance, do you have access to your MyChart login?
No, sir.
No? Okay. That's okay. Give me 1 second. And then for this final part, we do request an emergency contact. Do you want to put someone that lives with you or someone that does not live with you?
I can put my daughter.
Does she live with you?
No, sir.
No? Okay, you said this is your daughter. And then what's her name, please?
Brianna Tucker.
Is it B-R-I-A-N-N-A?
It's B-R-E-Y-A-N-N-A.
B-R-E-Y-N-N-A?
Yes.
Okay. And then Tucker, T-U-C-K-E-R?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then what's her phone number, please?
It's 706-302-1273.
Okay. You said 706-302-1273?
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you for that. And then do you happen to know her email? If not, I can just put yours.
No, I don't know her email.
Okay, I'll just put yours then. Let me see. And then you said she does not live with you. Do you know her address? If not, I can just put yours as well.
She's in college, but she comes home.
Oh, okay.
I can say this. Yeah, so she is trying.
I'll put your address, okay?
Yes.
Okay. Got it. All right. Thank you for that. All right. Let me see here. Okay. Looks like everything is good to go now. Let me see. Let me just verify that everything is correct here. All right, let me see here. Okay, I'm just going to go over these files with you just to make sure that everything was filled out correctly, okay? Oh, Anika, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, there we go. I was just saying I'm going to go over these files with you just to make sure that I filled everything out correctly, okay?
Okay.
All right, let me see. We're almost done, though. Yeah, I just got to sign into here. Let me see. Okay, I see the documents here. Okay, so I have here your full name as Vinikia L. Tucker, correct?
Yes.
And then that is spelled V-I-N-I-K-K-I-A. And then middle initial is L as in Larry. And then last name is Tucker, spelled T-U-C-K-E-R, correct?
Yes.
All right. Thank you for that. I have your address here as 968 Moody Bridge Road, apartment B as in boy, LaGrange, Georgia, 30240, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then your phone number is 706-415-2018, correct?
Yes.
All right. And then your email is Vinicia without the I in between the K and the A, correct?
Yes.
And then Tucker at gmail.com?
Yes.
Okay. Let me see here. All right. Everything looks good. Now, if you want to, go ahead and put me on speaker. I just sent you these documents both via email and text, so you can open up whichever one is easier for you.
Okay.
You should see my name on there. It'll say Oscar Rocha sent you documents, and that's just me.
Okay.
And then once you click on the link, it should send you to a website called the DocuSign. I believe first you have to agree to the text messages and the online signature. And then you're going to see a big yellow start button. Once you click that, I believe you just have to click on a box and you have to draw your signature.
Okay. It's like a tangent. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's pretty straightforward from there.
Okay. Okay, so you're done signing.
Okay, let me just make sure. Okay, I see it. Let me just make sure that everything is correct.
Okay,
I see one signature there. I see another signature there. Okay, yeah, everything looks good now. I'm going to go ahead and send these documents over to the attorneys that we partner with. Now, they're going to try to call you here within the next 1 to 4 days. It is very important that you are able to pick up that call because they cannot start on your case until they verify this information with you personally, okay?
Okay.
And then I already texted you my personal number, so if you have any questions or concerns, you can reach out to me on there. Or if it's been over 7 days and you haven't heard from them, you can reach out to me and I can try to see what's going on with that, okay?
Okay.
And then I'll also send you one more text with the law firm's information. So if you want, you can also reach out to them directly, okay?
Okay.
Got it. Okay. Well, Vinicia, I appreciate your time and I wish you the best with this, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Of course. Have a good day. Bye-bye.